5:36. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Thursday, July 25th. We are excited that you're here with us on a Throwback Thursday. Where do we go today? 2002, when our friend Ashley joins Floyd and I later on this morning. 2002 for Throwback Thursday, 7:30. Before that, what does it cost? I know that ClickList has saved you money in a lot of ways and made your life more convenient. But how much does it cost you when you go in and you've got to pay to bribe your kids? That will do shortly after 7 o'clock. It's already up on our Q105 Facebook page if you want to hit that there. We've got more to come as well. A 5-second rule, a panel full of ladies with some prizes later on in the 8 o'clock hour. So a busy show. Let's get it started with your text messages. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Had a weird look on your face.
My face.
No. You looked inquisitive. Let's get started with your text messages this morning. Good morning to the early texters. Join that club, 419-240-1055. You can text anytime. You can give us a call for our segments that we do as we move throughout the show. We're always happy to have your phone calls. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. And again, 419-240-1055. If you miss any part of the show, any of the content, which there's no way you listen from now until the end of the show. If you do, we really appreciate it. Get the podcast. It's posted before 10 o'clock each day. No songs, no commercials, all content. You can get subscribed for that, and we appreciate that. The Morning Reboot, 5:37. Good morning. It's Eric Chase, the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
That was majestic, wasn't it? Listen, this is day two of good sleep. You better deal with it, because come Friday, crash and burn.
How come?
Because it's the weekend, and I'm probably gonna hit snooze 3 times. I've been really good without hitting my snooze. Today I cheated, though.
What do you mean?
I hit it, and then I hit it, like, twice. And I was like, oh, get up. Because I took a shower last night, had my clothes laid out. I was like, ooh, let me abuse. What's 8 plus 8? 16?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me abuse 16 minutes. And I laid there. And I was like, let me get up, brush my teeth, wash my important areas, attempt to pick out my hair. Do you like it? It's at that stage. I want to cut it so bad.
You look great this morning.
Well, thank you. But I'm at that stage. I was actually telling the girls at work yesterday. I'm at this stage where this is a lot, but I'm trying to get like the faux locks. So I need to grow my hair a little bit longer so she can actually weave in or whatever, crochet in like my fake little braids that I want. And I'm going to get it done on a weekend, because if I don't like it, I'm going to take it out by Monday.
I'm not the person to have any kind of hair discussion with.
I know, but
let alone a black person.
Like, if you were my black girlfriend named Erkeisha,
right,
you'd be like, oh, girl, get it done. But you're not, so I'm just going to tell you, as my white Jew brethren,
yeah,
I'm going to get weave one day, and it's probably going to happen within the next 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, I know it's only radio, but you look ravishing this morning.
Thank you.
You look well put together.
Pike talked to me. I was like, because normally I'm like, I'm the last one in. Normally people are like running around. Like, he took the time to talk to me. I said, I feel good today. So people don't mess it up. I'm a Gemini, and that I can go from butch to bitch real quick. So keep me happy.
419-240-1055. I have another question about your appearance, but I want to ask you, because you didn't respond to my text message yesterday.
Ooh, let me tell you about that.
So maybe you have an answer. Because you're in the same general area that I am. When I was running around yesterday, like all from an airport highway over 475, so as you get into like Holland, that whole commercial area right there was, I was going to say littered, but somebody might take that the wrong way. I hear people are easily, there were Amish people.
They were infiltrated.
There were Amish people all over the area. Or people dressed like Amish people all over the area, and I don't know why.
Educational moment. Were they Amish or Mennonites? Amish people do not drive cars. Mennonites do.
They were not driving cars.
Were there horse and carriages anywhere?
No, they were walking in seemingly dangerous places.
So they're walking down the street.
Yeah.
They might have been Amish then.
And
it was too. It's too hot to be Amish. No offense.
It was a comfortable day yesterday.
They can't hear us.
I don't think anybody is getting offended by me saying, like, I saw this. I mean, when you see something that's a little different, you ask about it.
They don't have electricity, so you ain't got to worry about offending them. Okay? I'm just being honest. So if you feel that was insensitive, look at their lifestyle. They don't really do anything electronic.
So we good.
It reminds me when I lived downtown for the last six summers when I think it was June or July when Jehovah's Witnesses were all downtown for like a month for a convention.
They do have electronics, so we don't talk about them. They'll come knock on your door.
Is that how they look up your address to come knock on your door? Yeah. But I was just curious if anyone else saw this yesterday or if there's some type of convention. But there were scores of Amish people all over Airport Highway yesterday.
Well, I do know they go grocery shopping, but I think if they went to, like, were they in the shopping centers or just walking down the street? Like, were they headed, could you tell they were heading towards a destination, or were they just, as you pass them, in between stuff, they were just walking?
Most of the ones that I saw were getting food or drink. Like the one, I went to Starbucks yesterday, and they were all seated. They were seated there.
Those are Mennonites, because I believe Amish don't do the luxury and fine things in life. Okay, well, so those are Mennonites.
Maybe this will also confirm that. There was another group of them, and again, please don't think that I'm stereotyping and calling people out. When you see something different, you ask questions. That's what I'm doing.
You stare until your parents tell you to stop looking.
They also, there was another group of them. I mean, there must have been 20 or 30, like all on this Airport Highway, Spring Meadows area. There was another group of them crossing Airport Highway back to the Starbucks area from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Mennonites. Definitely Mennonites, because Amish grow their own produce. Okay. I've seen growing up Amish. And if you think I'm wrong, you can correct me, but I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
I've seen that show on A&E. And I just like saying Mennonites because it makes me sound intelligent.
It's a good word. I just love to know.
Oh, yeah. They're hungry. Eat away. That's what it's there for.
I would just love to know what was going on that brought them to the area. That's
Chick-fil-A's demographic. Religious.
419-240-1055. You can text the show. It's Eric and Floyd. You look, like I said, well put together today. In fact, your shirt matches the picture of the socks you posted yesterday.
Oh, you mean my water socks,
I'd like you to explain those.
So they're like water shoes, but they're more like, did I bring them in the car? I will show you. No, I took them inside. They're just like water shoes, but you could wear them for working out, yoga. It was a drunk Amazon Prime Day purchase at like middle of the night, because at this time I didn't buy anything on the Amazon Prime. I said, how dare I waste my $10 a month? I will buy something. So I bought these shoes I saw the commercial, which wasn't in English, but I was like, I can do conversion, like size conversions.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like little, they're essentially water shoes with a sole on them. And I wear water shoes. People, I was like, why do you wear water shoes? Because I'm a diabetic. I don't want to step on anything. I don't want to lose my foot. So I was like, oh, let me buy these. And I wore them at work yesterday, and they were so comfortable.
I remember like two things like this. One, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Like aqua socks. You'd wear them in the pool.
Oh, that's what that... Well, now they're called water socks.
Okay. And then there's the other thing that never really took off. Maybe, God, within the last 10 years, I would see people at the gym with those sock-looking things, and they were form-fitting, even with your toes.
Oh, yeah.
With grip on the bottom.
Yeah, there's grip on the bottom of these, but there's no individual toe segregation.
Right.
Which I'm happy about, because those shoes freak me out, because I just they freak me out.
They never quite took off.
They took off for, like, the hiking community, but that's, like, a small percentage. Like, I know friends that have them, and I, like, look at their feet, and, like, first off, they come in ugly colors.
Yeah.
No one wants army fatigue green feet, or they're always, like, army, they're always, like, this muted color of, like, army fatigue or, like, burnt mahogany brown, or they go to the awkward side, the opposite side of the spectrum, where they're like bright neon orange or bright neon green. You're like, can I just get a black, gray, or white? But I don't get those shoes. But apparently they work, because I guess the best time to hike is for all your phalanges to be gripping stuff. But, you know, I like to stay on solid ground. I'm clumsy.
So I learned about water socks and Mennonites. What did you learn about in this first segment? 5:45. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Reboot. It's a throwback Thursday today. 5:48, good morning. It's the Morning Reboot here on Q105. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. What did you just say before we got on the air?
We find out this week if O-Town Road beats the record for the all-time number one song in the country, held by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with One Sweet Day at 15 weeks. So if he goes this week, I think he'll be 16. He tied them last week.
I get caught, like, this is like when we talked about the award shows yesterday with, uh-huh. with MTV, and I thought that they already had that show with nominations.
Mm-hmm.
What record? Like, there's so many.
The longest streak at number one. So number two. No,
where?
On Billboard, I'm sorry.
Okay, I mean that. Like,
yeah, on the Billboard Hot 100. So
like, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore. Or I don't know if it ever did.
They just shared. I think it's just the nostalgia reasons of it. Because like, the number one song, the longest streak at number one was 15 weeks by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Number two was Despacito by I don't remember
Luis Fonsi and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, and they were at 14 or 13, and he surpassed them. Now he was second place. So we find out. And last week he tied them, so this week we'll find out if he'll beat the record or he'll be the number one number song, whatever.
If he wants it, great, but
I mean, if this I was talking about this with someone because they were much like you. They're like, why do you care? I said, I don't know, I'm just one of those people. I've always liked music, I will know number one, but at this point I feel like it's so easy to get a number one song that mm-hmm. like okay.
And there's
like once he gets it, there's gonna be another Cha-Cha Hustle, Upside Down, Twerk It Out song that'll be like, oh, this is a new novelty song. Because that's what O-Town Road is.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those songs that you don't really hear in the club. Like, when they play it at George's, people are just like, okay. Or half the people are just like, yay, or half the people are just like, eh. But it's one of those songs, if you hear at a wedding, you're like, oh my gosh.
It really is like the longest living novelty song ever.
It truly
okay.
is.
I was going to save this for entertainment, but it fits now. Perhaps this, like, to give it one last boost to get it across the finish line to, mm-hmm. to beat this record. Maybe that's why there's a new version of it. Did you know about this?
Of what? O-Town Road? I got the homies in my back. Yeah. Have you heard of that? Yeah. Homies made the skill from career. Did he make a urban version?
Just listen closely.
That's a Soul Town?
Correct.
He just talked about it on Twitter. I didn't know what he was talking about.
It's a BTS version of the song.
Okay. Like, he posted it last night. I go, what are you talking about? And,
yep.
he posted a gift of, I think it's a basketball team and their coach jumping up and down. I go, I don't understand this. But I also don't watch Twitter with my volume on, so I'm just mm-hmm. like, I don't know what you're talking about, and I kept scrolling.
That's Soul Town Road, I think, with RM from BTS. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I guess.
And then on my Twitter today, one of the trending thing was, I got my homies in the back, and I was like, let me click on it just to see what I see. And it's just GIFs of BTS dudes, and I think random Asian guys in backseats of cars. It's pretty funny.
So BTS remade it? Or
yeah.
like sampled it, or like remixed it.
He's on that.
Oh, hold on. Lil Nas X is on it. Or he about to break that record.
Rapper dropped a new remix last night, which was paired renamed Soul Town Road, in reference to the South Korean capital of Seoul, where BTS first came together. The remix track is slightly short; it's under 2 minutes long. And Old Town Road is like 2:20. However, the version features RM delivering one of the main verses of the tune, and the singer and rapper absolutely kills it. So, yes, that's RM from BTS.
You know
BTS.
What's going to happen. They're going to perform that song live somewhere. Lil Nas X is going to come back, and people are going to be like, I love this song. Oh, you know, I'm so mad.
Why?
I'm so mad I haven't came up with a... I'm not a one-hit wonder. You know that's a secret goal of mine. I just want to be a one-hit wonder.
His other stuff is kind of catchy.
It is. I like that Panini.
Yeah, like, but it's growing on
me. I'm not saying he's the one-hit wonder. I'm just saying, like, I want to be a one-hit wonder. Like, there's people still writing out hits from, like, the 70s and 80s and 90s. I'm just like, ooh, Blue Cantrell. She got Hit 'Em Up Style. Hit 'Em Up Style, the remix.
What's she on? Is she anywhere now, though?
No, but, like, when that song comes on, they're just like, oh, I don't need another Blue Cantrell song. I think, who's the most recent one-hit wonder right now?
Does VH1 still... By the way, it's Eric and Floyd, Q105...
They don't play shows like we used to, that we used to know back in the day. It's all like reality shows now.
On VH1?
Yeah, it's like Basketball Wives, Hip Hop Wives.
So they don't have any show where true one-hit wonders like comment on pop culture?
No, I remember those shows back in the day.
And you have to squint and go, who is it?
Exactly.
Who are you?
And then like, so as they're talking about the one-hit wonder, the actual one-hit wonder starts talking about it. They're like, I didn't want to record this song, but I recorded it and I'll laugh my way all the way to the bank.
I'm trying to think of it. And then there's like, the random snarky white. Who, what?
Hal Sparks.
Yes!
It was Hal Sparks. Like,
he was not funny.
Because it was either him, Michael Ian Black.
Yes.
Oh, there was one more that always like would say something and we're like, mm-mm, just stop.
That was the stereotype. I'm glad snarky white dude with dark hair, and they were not the least bit funny.
And the best way to describe their humor, they laughed at their joke before they got to the punchline, and about time they got to their punchline, you were already invested in something else. Like, oh, I should make popcorn now. But yeah, I remember those shows.
The best thing Hal Sparks ever did, or the only time I ever laughed at anything he ever did, didn't he have an elevator cameo in one of the Spider-Man movies?
I'm not sure.
I think he did. I think it was Tobey Maguire.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do Spider-Man stuff, so he had to take the elevator, and Hal Sparks thinks it's a person dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh.
But God, he was not funny at all.
But he was so
I'm not a comedian fan.
You're not? Oh, I love comedians.
Not a comedian.
But you gotta, it's, you have to hit me like hard, and don't, if you're fat, chubbier comedian, I won't say fat because I don't offend anyone, but I'm fat. But like, if you're a chubbier comedian, don't hit me with a chubby joke at first. If you're a black comedian, don't hit me with a race joke. You know what I mean? Just be funny. Like, just don't hit, where all my fat people at? Hey, skinny people, shut up. That's not for you. Like, don't hit me with stuff like that. Like, I clearly see that you're bigger than the average bear. Don't be funny. I don't need you to, you know what I mean? Or like, black comedians, like, the first thing they do is like, you know, I live next to this white person. Like, okay, we get it. You're black. You know, it just hit me with something funny.
Low hanging fruit.
Like, you know, like I get, like, maybe like you hit your joke and like you're kind of tanking and they're like, like, then you could be relatable then. But like, just hit me with a joke. Don't hit me with facts. I mean, if I want facts, I'll go to a TED Talk.
It's about knowing.
I'm just being honest.
It's about knowing your audience, and sometimes you want to bring them in as opposed to.
But they're already.
I get it.
I get what you're saying. Like, already, you want to bring them in. But I'm already brought in when I bought this $45 ticket. Like, I'm already invested. Just bring in the funny.
5:56 with the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd, 419-240-1055. The cost of bribe toys for your kids, a little over an hour from now. That's already up on our Q105 Facebook page. I feel like we should do the Mr. Rogers stuff. You want to finish up the Mr. Rogers stuff next?
We could, because you kind of threw me for a loop for the one quote.
Good.
It sounded like him, but
okay.
It wasn't.
We'll ride that, and then we'll bring it back when the movie comes out in November. So Mr. Rogers quote or nah, next on Q105.
You say you'll be down.
6:13 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. Good morning. 419-240-1055. It's Eric and Floyd. Please go back and listen to, if anything, the end, the last half hour or so of yesterday's podcast, so you can spend some time with Jaden Jefferson. Jaden reports you might have already seen him on some of our local news, 13ABC, WTOL. He's been everywhere in the Blade. I was still in awe when I got home yesterday.
When I left here, I was keep like 45 minutes to myself and just go home and vegetate for a little bit. I like sat on my couch with my bag of chips and I just reflected and I go, what the hell are you doing with your life? I was like, you're 36. This 11-year-old just got your life together. Like, I was like, I look up to him.
I know.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. I meant what I said when I said, I was like, you've literally have inspired me to be a better person. Like, there's stuff I've always, and we've talked off air, like, I'm signing up for classes for stuff. Like, he's pushing me to actually do that. Like, I've talked about it for so long, even talked to the guy who, like, does these classes that I'm talking about doing. Like, I was just like, this little boy right here, like.
11.
Oh, it was like I was talking to someone beyond my age. This is insane. And kudos to his parents. They did a kick butt job on raising a fine young man.
Yeah, I don't ever encourage people to compare yourself to others.
Too late.
I mean, you will often feel inadequate and then plunge yourself into depression, or it can motivate you. And he was so refreshing and so ebullient and exhilarating. I love
real.
And I was thinking yesterday, as reflecting back, I'm like, I kind of like, would it be insulting or would it be arrogant to ask him to interview us?
No, because I think he would have got a field day out of it. But it was just one of those things that, like, we've had kids in the studio. We've interviewed, like, younger people. Like, even we've had a high school musical people come in, like, promoting their events. And I'm like, this dude, literally, 11 years, not even in sixth grade, going to sixth grade. And I'm like, you speak like you have eight master's degrees.
I told my dad yesterday, I said, we interviewed Jaden. And I said, you very well might see him because CBS News wants to have him on. And my dad's not so disconnected where, like, something like the journey Jaden's on will go over his head or under his not so tech savvy life, but I've never run to tell my dad about an 11-year-old before.
I kind of want to listen back to it, like, maybe a year from now, like when he says his first sentence, and there's like that right there, that there was no, we said nothing, we're just like, you can keep talking, you don't have to, you know what I mean, this is your floor.
It's Q105, the Morning Reboot. That's on the podcast from yesterday. Please subscribe and rate and review if you would be so kind. We've all seen the Mr. Rogers trailer, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Now, I didn't know. I thought the movie was just like a biopic. Apparently, the centerpiece of it, or the backbone of it, is it's Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, and it's about an interview he was doing with an Esquire writer who, I guess, questioned his... who he actually was.
And I believe, don't quote me, but in one of the, there's like many, but in one of the documentaries, the guy who actually interviews him is part of the documentary, like questioning his motives in other sorts, like why children, like why.
So it was someone who doubted whether Mr. Rogers was as good as he seemed to be?
I would think more authentic, like is this a character that you're putting on for all of us?
Got it.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers quote, or not, he is famous, almost legendary for his quotes of kindness. And I think the one that I see the most, whenever there's something traumatic, it's, I don't think I have it on here, but I think we all kind of know it or paraphrased, run towards the people that are helping or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Rogers quote, or nah. The connections we make in the course of a life, maybe that's what heaven is.
That's Mr. Rogers because he used to be a youth minister.
Correct. I've been searching for ways to heal myself, and I found that kindness is the best way. Mr. Rogers quote, or nah?
Nah.
That's Lady Gaga. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You're going to get a ding from the Home Office.
Uh-oh. Typing it up now.
Carry out a random act of kindness with no expectation of reward, safe in the knowledge that one day someone might do the same for you.
I kind of want to say yes, but I want to say nah, because I feel like he was a man of few words, so I'll say nah.
Okay, correct. That's Princess Diana.
Okay.
Often, when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else.
Nah.
That's Mr. Rogers.
Is it? Okay. Yep.
I think that's one of its more famous quotes, too.
Okay.
When I was a boy, so I guess it's less than 50-50 now. When I was a boy, I would see scary things in the news. Oh, this is the quote. Never mind. My mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You always find people who are helping.
That's because he actually said that in the documentary.
Yeah, I think that's his most legendary quote.
It opens the documentary with that quote.
Anyone who does anything to help a child in his life is a hero to me.
Ooh.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, nah. I'm going to say
that
nah.
Is Mr. Rogers.
Is it? Okay. I couldn't tell. Okay.
One of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. It usually comes back to you.
I'm going to say Mr. Rogers was something to tell me now, but I feel like Mr. Rogers would say that because his philosophy was kindness, period.
That is anonymous, although I wish I'm going to read that again. That's very provocative in a good way. One of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. It usually comes back to you. And one last one. I don't want to say everything happens for a reason, but every day is lined up right next to the other for one reason. The best you can do each day, with kindness. The best you can do is do each day well with kindness and as a good person.
Mr. Rogers, his final episode.
That's Mayim Bialik.
Not Blossom.
Blossom. 619 with the morning
Sheldon's
reboot.
Sheldon's wife.
Maybe the beginning of TARDIS modernization. Not the guy getting arrested whose video we can now see with body cam, but other TARDIS stuff next on Q105.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
633, good morning. It's Eric and Floyd.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. How dare I mess up the feng shui of this?
No, you're fine. Before we dive into
this, reading the story.
Where do you feel that we are with summer? Like, how much is left of it?
How much? Oh, I work outside all August. We still got a whole 60 days left, y'all.
Okay.
I'll say second week of September, the heat will be gone. That's actually the one time we actually have that progression between seasons where there's actually that blend. We're like, oh, it's kind of a cool temperature. We're blending together.
I feel like the summer was only started like a month ago by the calendar. I feel like we're more done than anything because we got a late start. And then yesterday, I saw a gaff billboard. And that's towards the end of summer. But you're right. August is long.
August is long, but like... I saw that weekend forecast. We ain't done yet. We are not done.
Passengers using TARDIS' new bus hub at Cherry and Huron, when it opens next month, will have restrooms at their disposal.
They didn't before.
The ability to buy passes on site and television monitors with information about their buses. Excuse me. For at least a couple of weeks, they'll be using temporary benches until TARDIS has furniture ordered or refurbished. For the Goodwill building that they now use. TARDIS has scheduled a public open house at the Transit Center for August 7th, with the facility scheduled to open for regular business operations the following Monday. Overall, TARDIS spent more than $640,000 on the Transit Center project. TARDIS got to do something to modernize.
Let me just say this. Keep that bathroom together. If you are a rider and or an employee, don't let that $640,000 go in vain. Like, keep it up to date, keep it maintenance, like, just keep it clean. Because, like, it's a beautiful, like, I drive past it every now and then. It's a beautiful looking facility. Like, let's keep it looking that way.
What would get you to ride TARDIS a little bit more?
Which
would probably take you from a little bit more to, from none to a little bit more.
Probably if I moved out further than where I need to be.
Got it. Okay. Luke's County Republican Party on Wednesday released its list of endorsed city council candidates for the September 10 primary. Tina Scott in District 1, that's Tyrone Riley, the Democrats' district. District 2, Abigail Sadawi, hopefully I pronounced that correctly, that's Council President Matt Cherry's district. And in District 5, they endorsed Tom Names. Also running there are Democrats Sam Meldon, who ran before, and Connor Kelly, who I believe is 23 years old.
Hey. If we learned anything, you're never too young to follow your dreams. The Jaden effect. Some will call it.
Call what?
When you're young. Like, when people think you're young and inexperienced, and then you meet Jaden, our 11-year-old prodigy. Jaden effect!
I know. I just think you need a little bit more experience to play politics.
No better experience than Toledo City Council.
Fair enough. I mean, if you want to sit there for an hour and argue about the height of a sign...
Right. Go ahead, because I'm not doing it.
That's your Tuesday night. The Mental Health and Recovery Services Board of Lucas County has a terrible acronym and a long name. But they're a board that helps out my place, Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and my friends at NAMI. They're conducting a survey on community crisis needs. The organization asks for feedback to understand the function and quality of behavioral health crisis services in the county. This includes crisis call centers, mobile crisis teams, and psychiatric urgent care centers. If you have a personal or professional experience in the system, you can take a survey. I can't possibly give you this link because it's that terrible acronym, but if you're interested, Google it, find it on the Blade website, or send me a DM.
Google it!
Another update on Toledo and Seattle Storm and all-star forward Natasha Howard. She's denied the domestic abuse allegations made by her wife last week, Jacqueline Howard. In documents filed with King County Superior Court obtained by the Seattle Times, Natasha has also accused Jacqueline of abusive behavior, including removing nearly $600,000 from a joint bank account and stabbing her 3 years ago. Natasha's filed for divorce and was granted a restraining order against Jacqueline, who's the one who filed the who talked about the abuse claims first on Twitter. In Natasha's sworn statement, she claims that Jacqueline, who also goes by Jackie with two Y's, caused the damage and initiated the confrontation. Jackie was furious and she did the damage to the apartment. It was caused by her. I did not cause that. She posted the video on Twitter and included tweets insinuating I broke the doors and I perpetrated acts of violence against her. That's false. They met in August 2016, married in March of 2017. Natasha has continued to play for Seattle in wake of Jackie's accusations.
Y'all, just break up. This story gives me a headache.
Easier said than done.
I know, right? But
this is why you don't get married, man. Mm. Unless they have really good health benefits.
Hmm.
Or some of the other perks.
I had to look up Jackie Howard. Not Jackie Howard, Natasha Howard.
Natasha Howard?
Yeah.
It's Waite she went to?
She went to Waite.
Glass City Steel, our friend Bethany, she asked me yesterday, she's like, is it okay to come in Friday? I says, does the sun set in the west?
You're practically our new co-host, like on The View. Calm down.
Yes, Bethany will be here from TSA tomorrow, and her thing, Glass City Steel, if Glass City Steel is out, she's probably the one that coordinated mm-hmm. them being out. They're going to do a free concert August 7th at the Maumee Presbyterian Church. They play events and concerts with Caribbean Steel drum bands. They're incredible. And the performance will be held on the church lawn. You're invited to come on out, bring chairs, bring food. It's at 200 East Broadway. And because it's still National Hot Dog Week, the remaining deals for Tony Paco's today, 19 cent hot dogs with a purchase, and all week through Sunday, 5 hot dogs for $9.99.
Also, if you go to Tony Paco's, please respect the workers there. My friend's a manager there, and a little people got a little tiffy late yesterday with their 19 cent hot dogs. Like, it's 19 cents. Calm down.
Did they tip commensurate to that value?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Yes. I wish she was up right now so I can get clarification, but I saw her update and then I text her. I'm not going to say her name. I said, are you okay? She was just like, these people think these hot dogs are 19 cents. And she's like, I had to correct people over. Like, and she works at one of the smaller ones. There's a huge picture in the window because she posted on her Facebook. She goes, it says it in bold print, the price and what you can get. Like, people just think.
Hold on. They thought all the hot dogs were 19 cents.
Uh-huh.
And then they also tipped to that value.
Uh-huh.
Forgive me. You're dumb. You.
Yeah. Like, so poor, I'm not going to say your name because I'm going to call you out, but poor my girl, poor girl. Like, because I saw her updates. So I was like, oh, she's going through it. Why? And I was like, it's that promotion week at Paco's. Yeah, so if you are going, just know they're there to help you. Like, don't be rude. Because she has a heart of gold. Like, she would never. She's always positive on Facebook and social media. But, like, yesterday, I don't know who visited her hair store. Don't be ignorant, y'all. Well, please.
She's a heart of gold. She doesn't need any of my money. 641. A new version of Old Town Road. We'll get to that before 7 o'clock. And he's finally been charged.
Which one?
Him and some others.
Oh.
Next. 6:54. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. We will do Throwback Thursday today with our friend Ashley. Just about 7:35 today. We'll get to 2002. What's funny?
I love the internet. Oh, you got mail. So I know we have to get entertainment, but I'm on Twitter and I do my morning jokes and everything. And it says, gays after their dad tried to teach their boys how to be a man. And it's the Fifth Harmony work video. We're on the construction site. They're all flipping their hair. That was totally me as a kid.
That was how
that was
Floyd Jr. taught you?
Yeah, I was like, Floyd, hammer this nail to the wall. I'm like, really? With the Britney Spears hair flip? He's like, no, not like that.
Rip Fifth Harmony.
What'd you say?
Rip Fifth Harmony.
Oh, I wouldn't retweet this. I don't even care.
So ASAP Rocky has finally been charged after a confrontation in Sweden. According to prosecutors, a 30-year-old, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, has been in custody since July 3rd following a confrontation in the Swedish capital on June 30th. The rapper's lawyer has maintained he was defending himself after being assaulted and that his client is innocent. Two other individuals have also been charged for their involvement in the brawl, according to the Swedish public prosecutor. All will remain in custody until the trial. That prosecutor said that he had determined the events constituted a crime despite claims of self-defense provocation after reviewing video and witness statements. The Swedish judicial system is completely independent and does not take into consideration outside pressure from politicians or others. He was alluding to Bieber and the president.
And the Kardashians.
And while Trump has offered to personally vouch for the 30-year-old rapper's bail, there is no bail in Sweden. So he'll sit there for a while.
Like, he traveled with an entourage. Like, it's been reported. There's, like, video footage. Like you had five people against, like, two Swedish people. And when I think of Swedish people, I think of, like, scrawny, 90 pounds soaking wet.
I think of the chef.
Which?
From the Muppets.
Burger, burger, burger. Don't you dare.
In fact, two or three days ago, absolutely no lie, I had been thinking about the Swedish chef.
Why?
And did he have a partner?
No, okay. I didn't think he was by himself. No, that's Gonzo I'm thinking about who had a chicken.
The Swedish chef was hysterical. And you know who else I liked?
Who?
Bunsen, who had no eyes, and Beaker.
And Beaker. Me, 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 me.
Beaker was a slave who was tortured by Bunsen.
But so stressed out.
He was so stressed out. Bee pie. Next. I was the only one that watched that. Remember when the Muppets came back to primetime a couple years ago?
It was good. I liked it a lot. Really good. But people were just like.
You gave us an Old Town Road chart update last hour.
I did. We'll find out tomorrow.
Can you run through it again quickly?
All right. So he is on the verge of breaking the record for the longest number one song in the country, held originally by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with One Sweet Day. And second place is Justin Bieber, and I can't say his name correctly, with Despacito.
Luis Fonsi.
Luis Fonsi with Despacito. So they were 14 weeks. One Sweet Day is 15 weeks. Old Town Road just tied Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. So we find out tomorrow if he will be the number one song of all time.
So to give that song perhaps a little bit of oomph to get across that finish line.
Right. He ain't dumb.
He connected with BTS, one of the guys from them, RM. So there's a one-word change to this. Go to the title. I got the homies in my back. Soul Town Road.
I can't wait till he starts doing like gay pride festivals. It's coming.
It's going to be monstrous.
It's going to be. I'd go see him live. He has good stage presence.
Same, for sure.
And like, it's since coming out. I don't know whoever his wardrobe person is, but he is rhinestone and sequenced out.
Right.
Like, it's just flash, like a black cowboy Elton John.
Soul Town Road, the full version, which isn't much longer than that, is on our Q105 Facebook page. And again, that's got RM on it from BTS. Soul Town Road, not like S-O-U-L. S-E-O-U-L, like in South Korea. Last thing, to celebrate her 50th birthday yesterday, the star Jennifer Lopez hosted friends and family for an epic blowout bash at Gloria and Emilio Estefan's estate on Star Island in Miami. Helping her celebrate at their home was her ex, they were next to Diddy's house.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't there.
You said ex, I was like, which
sorry.
One?
Khaled was there. Ashanti was there. How did she
get
in?
Wait a minute. They don't like each other.
I'm certain of this. Ashanti was there, and they both jumped on the mic during the event. Khaled shared snippets of the night on his Instagram, showing a packed dance floor where Lopez danced the night away with Alex Rodriguez, her fiance, and their guests. Rapper Fat Joe and his wife also joined the festivities. The night included a special performance from some people very close to the superstar, her twins, Maximilian and Emma, or M. They're both 11, who she shares with her ex-husband, Mark Anthony. They serenaded their mom with a birthday rap and song. But Ashanti?
I was like, this party sounds like she found the time machine. They went back to 1999.
Right. Where everyone has aged except for her.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy?
Although Ashanti might not have aged.
We don't know. She's part of that Ja Rule crew. You know how 50 Cent felt about them.
Sierra hasn't aged. God, she's just so gotten beautiful. Hotter.
She's
on the wall right
now. Yeah, she is on the wall.
Damn.
We're going to add our two new... I figured out another person out of the wall we have to agree on.
Who's that?
Charlize Theron.
No.
Come on! Mm-mm.
Used to be. Not for me anymore. It's a personal heartache. I'll share sometime.
It's okay.
7 o'clock with the morning reboot. How much do you pay to bribe your kids to behave in less than 15 minutes? It's 7:13. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We're glad you're here with us. We'll hit Throwback Thursday songs and go back to 2002. It was a big year for J-Lo then. I think her third year of making hits. Maybe there will be some J-Lo songs to get to as she turned 50 this week or earlier. That's at 7:35. Good morning. It's Eric and Floyd. Ashley's here with us.
Hello.
Are you all studied up for 2002?
Yes. It was an awkward study session, but...
Okay.
We got there.
We got time. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes or so. So I was having a drink with a friend of mine the other night at Bar's Public House, which I think I beat happy hour. So it was a nice, quiet evening, and I had a really good $10.50 drink.
What do you mean by beat happy hour? Like you got there early?
Yes.
You got there late? Okay.
I got there at like 4:30, and I expected like businesses from that whole area over there to start trickling in. And I think they did as we were leaving. But I was talking to my friend, and we were talking about... You know, I love food shopping. God, do I love food shopping. And she said she does as well. I said, why don't you, isn't ClickList or whatever it's called now a lifesaver for you because you don't have to trudge the kids in? She's like, I like doing it, but I pay another price because she, like me, likes to mill around stores and look and see what's out there. And she said there's another price she pays, having to buy her kids stuff, toys, especially at Meijer, Walmart, Targets, so that the kids will behave. And she usually said she almost always relents. And I was like, I thought ClickList would save you that kind of headache and money. But when you go and do that run in the store, I get it. Sometimes you can't, well, you tell me, can't always relent to the kid. But at some time, sometimes you're just not willing to have that fight. So $5.99 is worth it?
Yes. Short answer. Yeah. But, I mean, it just depends, I guess.
So give me a scenario where you've shut down Tucker and or Parker, or where you have relented just because you didn't want the tantrum or the scene in whatever store.
So I've been known to carry like suckers with me to try to stop and to try to like not have to buy stuff. But it just doesn't always go well. We went to the dollar store on like Friday or Saturday of last week, and walking through, Parker literally was grabbing stuff off the shelves and throwing it into the cart behind her. Like, she doesn't need goggles. I don't know that she's ever gonna go underwater with
them.
She was
like a supermarket sweep. Yeah. I need that. Yeah. I need that.
A bug net in the cart. And like, if I took something out, it was like, a pterodactyl, like, getting shot out of the sky. It was, I mean, absolutely insane. And I'm like, thank God we're at the dollar store because you're getting everything. And I probably bought $16 worth of stuff that I have no intention on ever using.
But here's the thing. When she catches that butterfly, you're like, dollar well spent.
$16 to not have to deal with a tantrum.
Yeah. And it was everyone. And I'm like, at some point,
Floyd, hold on. 419-240-1055.
Oh, I'm just looking at some of the comments on our Facebook page. A lot of people think their kids are high and mighty. They're like, zero, I was blessed with good kids. Zero, I have no kids. Zero, I don't reward tantrums. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you have good kids or not. Kids will always be kids. If you think your child is golden and this Christ-like creature, let me tell you, Ethel behind you in line or Jake in front of you in the drive-thru thinks they're a hellion. Okay, you may sit there and I hate when people are just like, my kids are so perfect. Kids are kids. The kids will be kids. I don't care if you have a purebred, trained type kids like a dog. Like, sit, John, and he sits. No matter what, a child will always have a fit.
And
I'm not going to say it's going to happen regularly, but don't sit there and act like your kids are pristine. Children are children.
You're not rewarding a tantrum. You're cutting it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get a couple of calls. Hi, who's this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. How much do you think you spend a year to cut off tantrums at stores?
I'm actually mad at Target still because they got rid of the popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh,
and
Amanda,
that was the only way to keep Madeline in the cart. I go, I'll buy you popcorn, and you break it into two bags. They bag it into two, and I keep one in the front and throw the bag. She made a trail through the store. I didn't give a crap because she was in the cart.
Right.
She's like, where's the popcorn?
I hope a lot more at Target now.
I hope you had a stern word with a manager.
Yeah, that didn't really. They don't care.
Thanks for the call. If thousands of moms,
I was just gonna say, I feel like we should write a like angry letter with like an angry fist collectively because that's so true. I thought maybe it was just the Spring Meadows one because they're like redoing it.
Yeah,
are they swapping it out with Starbucks? Is that what it's happening to most of them?
Okay, they took like
the little Target cafe out.
Yeah, the hokey 80s Starport Mall snack bar away.
I don't care.
Yeah, they're putting
with the
a
neon
Starbucks.
Lights. Oh, the nostalgia.
And they have moderately warm pizza, hot dogs, and other,
yeah.
No, but everyone just goes for the popcorn.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Elise. How are you?
Hi, Elise. Are you calling about kids and kind of bribing them?
I am. I have five kids, so I used to go through sometimes, by the time we got in the grocery store, second cart. But the thing was, I would grab whatever the kids, if they wanted to eat something, they can eat it through. I mean, I would pay for it.
Yeah.
But they could eat anything they want going through the store. And then if we were someplace that had toys, they could hold on to whatever they wanted and look at it and play with it, and then we get to the cash register, it just goes back.
Yeah. Bloop. Yeah. You do that nice little gentle, we're not actually buying that.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Elise. 419-240-1055. And that's where like slick, sneaky moms come in.
Yeah.
As like they, I remember my mom doing this. I would play with something, I'd be excited, but something else would catch my attention, and then when I wasn't looking, my mom would put it back, and I'd get home and be like, something's not right.
Something's missing from my bag.
And then my mom's like, here's pizza bagels.
Yeah, I would say like around 5 or 6 is when that age starts to, Kevin, Tucker will be like, wait, didn't I get the Lego Marvel thing?
And you just like, go, no.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, remember you decided to get glow sticks.
We didn't have enough money. It wasn't on sale.
Yeah.
419-240-1055. I remember also, I would always go shop. My mom was the shopper. My dad, not much. Mm-hmm. But whether it was a department store, like Target, which there wasn't back then, or supermarket, I was that kid. I always asked. I didn't throw tantrums. But I was fortunate enough, even as a little kid, to have an allowance. But I never seemed to have like enough money for what I wanted.
Right.
Like, Mom, right. Can you pay for the tax on this? Or,
the tax.
419-240-1055. Hi, who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Tell us about your kids when they want something.
I would always allow my son to look at things, touch them, play with them, but he absolutely did not go home with them. And he would even get to the point where he would be like, can we just go to Toys R Us and look around? And he would not ask for anything.
That's a well-trained... You've trained him.
That's a good kid.
I'm kind of curious. Are you married?
No.
I can imagine.
And also, Santa Claus only brought one gift. You asked him for the one gift that you wanted because I wasn't giving him all my credit.
Very, very judicious.
Wow.
But I'm just wondering... Are you not married because you pulled the same crap with your husband? Like, you can look, but you can't actually...
No.
Well done. You've trained that child well. Thanks, Crystal. Have a good morning. 419-240-1055. You can keep texts coming in if you'd like.
I'm going to speak personally. My mom would always do, like, the chapter one before we get into this. Because, like, the story would be the book, but chapter one would be like, don't you touch a damn thing in this store. Like, she did that. But when you saw my mom bite her bottom lip, I'm like, whoa, woman. I didn't even do anything yet. So, like, we would go into the store, and my sister was the good one. She was like, Ma said don't touch, don't look. And I was like, I like a challenge. So I'd go into the store, and I'd be like, grab for it, and, like, the fashion book flip flop would come off. She'd be like, don't you see, like, for me, a bribe, what, she didn't bribe me anything. She just mollywopped me. And I was like, man, I just wanted the G.I. Joe. You don't get a damn G.I. Joe. But reading some of the comments, I'm gonna call you out because I know her. I watch her child's in my class, Miss Christie. She said, more than I ever want to admit, probably $250. $5 a kid every other week.
Yeah.
Wow, if that's what that equals to, I'm probably at $250 to $300.
Yeah, because like, honestly. And she has pretty good kids. I know both of them. They're the ones in my class, and the other one is two grades below her eldest who's in my class. They're good kids. And that's the thing. Like, you're not rewarding a tantrum. Like, kids are curious. They have those curious minds. Like, you know, ooh, something shiny. We all make fun of that. We're somewhere like, ooh, something shiny.
Squirrel.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how kids are. Like, legit, you could put a G.I. Joe in a cart, then go down a basketball aisle, and then a kid will be like, ooh, a soccer ball. Like, they'll keep going back and forth. It's not about having a temper tantrum. They're just curious.
And they have no value. Idea of, like, the value for money that they're getting. So Tucker will be like, Legos, like, Marvel, Spider-Man, Legos. I'm like, it's $49.99 for what's going to be a headache. A, I'm going to step on them. B, we're going to put it together. C, let's get this Nerf gun. And this is $19.99. Right.
Yeah.
And children are really intelligent because, like, they don't have, some of them can't form the verbiage or a sentence or the dialogue, but they can see, mommy's putting something in the cart. The cart goes down the aisle. The aisle turns into this person at this box thing. They press on a button. Mommy hands this over. They put it in the bag. All of a sudden, it's home with us. They know that process. Yeah. They're like, and they don't, like you said, they don't know.
There's
they're
no
like,
financial they're transaction. Right.
They're like, well, if mommy can do it or daddy can do it, if I put it in the cart, it works the same way for me. They have no value of a plastic or that paper money. They're just like, the card is the magic thing. If I put it in here, it automatically goes home.
And then sometimes, Ashley, as you probably have experienced, it's not about, again, rewarding the tantrum. It's about cutting it off because your time is limited. Like, we got to move. We got to move.
Yep.
And this will at least, like, here, you can look at this or hold this while we walk through the store quickly and get on with our day.
100%.
Well, even like she said at the dollar store, I'm at the dollar store.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice $2 for her not having a conniption in the paper, in the snack aisle. You know what I mean? Like,
2002 is where we go to next for Throwback Thursday here on the Morning Reboot. We'll do it in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Q105, 7:36. We may or may not be watching the bison flinging video.
I mean, she almost landed on her feet.
Stick that dismount.
She had plenty of time up in the air.
She did.
To get her feet underneath her.
In the words of my mom, bet she won't do that again.
I feel bad for the kid, but that's the parents' fault, not the bison's fault.
No, what did I say? You're in his house. Like, the sign says stay 25 yards. You were 5 feet. You were on his, you were at his door ringing the doorbell.
Let's do throwback.
Back to when Major Magics and the Southwick Mall were things. The Mud Hens weren't downtown, and neither were you.
That's how long I've been on ya.
And the storm played on the east side. It's time for Throwback Thursday with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
I just kind of picked a random year, 2002, so 17 years ago, for those that can't do the math because a bison flung you up in the air and you've got a lifelong concussion.
You did not stick that landing.
Do you think like after that? You think after he did it, the bison was just like, and just trotted away?
That's what I would have done. 2002. Let's get right to it. 5 second rule, Floyd.
I'll give you 10.
I don't.
She does this in the video.
I know. I'll never guess.
This song didn't last well.
Oh yes, it did. Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Oh, yeah, Kylie Minogue, I forgot her.
That song kind of got forgotten.
No.
There was one song that came on when I was, like, studying yesterday, and I was like, Something Carlson. And I was like, no, that's not
Vanessa really Carlton?
Right. Yeah.
Something Carlson. All right, next up.
We just talked about this.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
His sister. It's not a girl. This was in 2002, I'm like, oh, my God. We're playing dance music.
Yeah.
Floyd?
Daniel Benningfield.
Gotta get through this.
pre-Mike Posner, they had that same nasally thing from here. Did you know that we're like best friends? Just so you know, on Instagram.
I did know that.
He liked 25 of my pictures.
Who did?
Mike Posner.
They're all
Deja pictures. I was like, okay, daddy, come back.
Knock, like, knock.
Okay. Who's there?
All right, next up. Never made it as a wise man.
Oh.
Cut it as a poor man. Ashley.
Nickelback.
Something forgettable.
Something sad.
Is this remind me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remind me.
Good job. You finally got your Nickelback in.
Next up.
Oh my gosh.
This is my Uptown days.
Ashley.
DJ Sammy.
Title. Brian Adams.
Heaven.
Yes. Good job.
Good for you. I'm proud of her.
See?
Hold on.
Come on. I need it.
Yeah.
I want it. I need a girl to run.
Ashley.
Puff Daddy. I don't know who else is in it. I need a girl, part two or three.
Who's the other person?
One. That's Usher and Loon.
Loon.
Okay.
Next up.
Ugh.
I agree. Hey, baby. Ashley.
Gwen Stefani, Hey Baby.
Okay, we'll take it. It's No Doubt.
No Doubt.
Oh, it is No Doubt. Oh, that's pre.
That's the Rock Steady album. That album lost me because I was a No Doubt fan.
I loved it. I will get on this one.
Ashley.
Kelly Rowland, Nelly. Oh, the song that Odd Loop. I don't remember the name. Oh my gosh.
Kelly and Nelly Dilemma. Yeah.
Dilemma. Uh-huh. It's still playing on the radio today.
I need you.
Yes, this is my era right here.
One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard to try.
Deep, wasn't it?
It starts with one thing.
This is. I don't know why. Oh, I can't remember the song, but I know the group. Linkin Park. In the end.
Yes. We're on fire.
There's
today.
A really good nail polish color called Linkin Park after that.
Next up.
Always there when you call.
Ashley.
Ashanti. Ja Rule. Always. On time.
Yeah.
2002 gave us bangers, as the young kids would say. This music was lit and fleek. Yeet.
Ashley.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Or B-Rabbit, whatever.
Next up, and the last one. Ashley.
What's Love? Big Joe.
Fat
and
Joe.
Ashanti. Fat Joe. Big Joe.
Big Joe.
I don't discriminate.
Slightly chubby Joseph.
Rotund Josephine.
Rotund.
In more sensitive times here in 2019, he's changed his name to Large Joe.
Unhealthy Jay.
So funny.
We're about to get hate mail.
7:42 on the morning reboot.
I can say that. So.
Do you watch Big Little Lies?
I do, but I'm so behind. Is it a don't break the news?
No, you're the one.
Yeah, Floyd had a great thought yesterday.
Everyone watches Pretty Little Lies, but
Wait,
no
Little
one
Lies.
Knows
Wait,
Big
Little
Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. Yeah, sorry. Pretty Little Liars, that other show.
Yeah,
but everyone watches it, but no one knows anyone who watches it.
We'll get to whether there will be a season 3 or not before 8. No spoilers other than that.
Okay.
It'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
7:55, Q105, the morning reboot. 19-cent hot dog, 4-cent tip.
Guess these hands.
That's funny.
Good morning. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. To catch you up a little bit, ASAP Rocky been charged with assault, and there is a Soul Town Road remix. Not like soul as in R&B, but soul as in South Korea with BTS. That's on our Q105 Facebook page. So, Ashley, you have watched Big Little Lies.
Yes.
Okay, on HBO, you know that season 2 concluded. You know that going back to season 1, there was not supposed to be a season 2.
Correct.
All right.
Well, it's a book. There's no second book.
Okay. Well, as of now, there's not going to be a season 3. The HBO programming president, Casey Bloys, said, never say never on a press tour yesterday. Also answered some, he answered some of the criticism about the end of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So obviously there was a lot of that. He said he approached the second season of Big Little Lies skeptically and is doing the same in the possible third season. What became clear to us after season one, there's a story to tell. What happens after a big lie like that? How does it affect everybody? To me, on the face of it, there's no obvious place to go, no obvious story after season two. That said, it's an extraordinary group of actors and producers. So if they all came to me and said, we have the greatest take, listen to this, he'd be interested. As for some of the stars like Nicole Kidman, she's been much more optimistic about continuing the Monterey Five's story. I think we would love to do a season three because there are certainly ideas, but we would not do it without all the same people involved, even the kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's a book?
Yeah, Big Little Lies was a book.
Okay.
And then from the book, they made it the show. Everyone loved the show.
Okay.
And they, the fans kind of were like, hey, is there any way you can do it? And at first they're like, there's not a second book. There's right. no way. We don't know how to carry it on.
Okay.
And then they just did.
So season two wasn't based on a book?
No.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Like, is it for season three, shouldn't they contact the author? Like, this is how this is supposed to go? Yeah.
That's what Game of Thrones did with George R.R. Martin.
Because he didn't finish, right?
Yeah, because the show jumped ahead of the books. Mm. Do you watch Homecoming?
I did.
So you liked it?
Yes.
They swapped that. Julia Roberts only had a 1-year deal, so now that character, the lead, will be Janelle Monáe.
Interesting.
Hmm. Jennifer Lawrence, a name we haven't talked about much. I think she's pretty deep in a relationship, and she died early in a bad movie. Good for her. Sorry. She's teamed up with some people to adapt Mob Girl, a feature adaptation of a true crime story. When you say true crime, you'll get people's attention. She'll star and also produce the adaptation of the book by Teresa Carpenter. It centers on Arlene Brickman, a woman who grew up among racketeers and mobsters in the Lower East Side of New York City. From dating the wise guys to then running errands for them, she became a mob girlfriend who wanted a piece of the action herself. She eventually became a police informant and major witness in the government's case against the Columbo crime family. True crime, Jennifer Lawrence, should work.
It should. I mean, you say Jennifer Lawrence in anything, and I'm invested.
Yeah.
And look what that did for Dark Phoenix.
But, okay, we're not going to... Shut up.
She could have saved that movie.
Just shut up.
Don't talk to me with your nonsense right now.
Wendy Williams' life has been quite dramatic for quite a long time, especially the last couple of months with her split. She also has had decades of ups and downs in her past, which make... The talk show's life, a very compelling story. She just turned 55, and she realized, as Page Six reports, she's now producing a movie about her roller coaster existence, and it's set to air on Lifetime. The TV movie will cover Wendy's scrappy upstart days in urban radio to the success of her own syndicated talk show. And here's what I want to talk about. There's no word yet on who might play Wendy. Who should play Wendy? Because there's only one answer.
No one wants to play Wendy Williams. Like... Like a legit actress that's not Wendy.
No. It should be Wendy.
Right, I was saying, Wendy. Can you imagine being that person? I'm cast as Wendy Williams. Oh, why?
How you doing?
Wendy should play Wendy.
Yeah. This is weird. I don't understand why are they doing this?
She's not that interesting. you can't make a movie about stuff you talk about every day. You leave nothing to the imagination. Like, I'm going to sit there and be like, oh, I knew that. I knew that.
I don't know that, the dark side of Wendy Williams is what really people want to know.
I think the visual characterization of the thing she's talked about will be interesting to some.
Some, not most.
Next. I don't think she's that interesting.
I don't either.
Anne Hathaway is pregnant.
No, that's a biopic I'd get behind.
Watching her get pregnant?
No, she's interesting too. And I'm a Anne Hathaway fan. Like, she just doesn't.
Emily, get my coat. Emily.
What did I miss?
Devil Wears Prada.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't take my card.
Oh, my gosh. It is a great, fantastic movie that you think, you're like, I don't know if I love it. And then everyone loves it. I know men that love it.
It is a great movie. Yeah. And
it has a great one-liners. I know that. That wasn't a question.
Wait, am I confusing? I don't think I am. But that's also kind of like Stanley Tucci's breakout role, right?
Yeah.
Bald guy, glasses. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
You play a gay guy in that movie, too?
I mean...
He plays a gay guy in every movie.
He's...
Tucci. know you were thinking it.
He's played some... He's a great actor. He plays some very eccentric roles. He could go... We need a bald guy on the wall.
Christopher Maloney.
Oh, I have a story about him.
Please.
I was almost a nanny for his brother.
Wow. From
Detective Stabler.
Oh, I mean fully bald.
I can find a bald picture.
I like Stabler.
We all like Stabler. We were sad when he decided not to renew for SVU, and every time he and Mariska...
Because he's on Handmaid's Tale.
And he's done some other stuff for Netflix, too.
Yeah. What was the other one that was really disturbing that he was just in?
The weird half cartoon, half live show?
Yeah. Sneaky Pete? No, that wasn't it.
No, that's Amazon. Sneaky,
yeah.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Because we're like, oh, now he's on this? And
it's on
weird.
FX, the show we're talking about.
Oh, Pose.
No. That's...
He's on that too, though.
He is on that.
Yeah.
While we're talking about famous people,
it's like dark rabbit hole of Stabler.
With Jaden here, yeah, you have to listen to that interview.
I did. Actually listened to it on the way to work yesterday. I heard it.
Did it sound like we were in awe here on the air? Because so he got me interested in wanting to follow all this Mueller stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I need a nap before I do anything. So I went home and I flipped that horrible. Congressional hearing on yesterday, and it totally put me to sleep. But let me tell you something: having to look at Robert Mueller for the all of yesterday's stories, Twitter, all this stuff, he reminds me of my grandfather. My grandfather was stoic as anything. He was a man of very few words. Like in that hearing yesterday, my grandfather was still of the generation where the belt came out, and I was terrified of him at times. Not when I got older. He was stoic. He didn't have a lot of facial expressions. Mm-hmm. And watching and seeing his face all day yesterday reminded me of my grandfather. I just waited for him to stand up and pull the belt off.
Like, Eric, what's wrong with your granddaddy? Nothing. That's just his face.
That's just his face.
Any sudden movements, that belt's coming out. He was unhappy.
Yeah, I appreciate anyone that thinks before they speak. And he, like in his old man face, was like, and I'm thinking... Yes.
No. Yeah, right. You know? Right. He was thinking like,
yeah.
So was there collusion, blah, 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 yeah. blah. Possibly.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute.
Now I'm confused.
And then the other 70 times was, it's in the report.
Yeah.
And I thought he was kind of
He didn't want to be there.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it was very clear.
5 hours.
8:03 with the morning reboot. We have prizes. We've got to. Got to get rid of these prizes. We've got a lot of prizes to give away. We'll give them to you in a panel full of ladies in less than 15 minutes. Q105. 8:15 on Q105. It's the morning reboot. We'll get to our panel full of ladies, Chelsea and Abby, in just a moment. You still have time to jump in if you want. 419-240-1055. Breaking news. We need to tweet or text Jaden. Breaking news. Ashley won't be here next Thursday.
I will not. I will be in Chicago.
I'm going to go with you.
I'm driving home.
Do you know why he's sighing?
Why?
Because that means, well, even though you were very competitive today during Throwback Thursday.
Oh, no! Don't do this to me!
That means a true competitor. He will meet his match once again. We'll invite Filet Mignon in.
Who's Filet Mignon?
Phil!
Oh.
He's really good.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
I don't know who that person is, though. Have I met them?
No, he's been on the show. He won the talent competition at Hollywood Casino, and Floyd knows his wife.
Yes.
And I'm a coworker. And I like him. So when you were off a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, hey, I texted him. I was like, what kind of music do you like? I'm like, how are you with like 2000s pop and R&B? He's like, I like that stuff. Brought him in, and he stuck it to Floyd.
Nice.
No, it was, you stopped that.
He Dark Phoenixed you.
He did not. It was a tie.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a tie.
Tie goes to the guest. So enjoy your time away. Hi, Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chelsea's 31. Toledo, married, 2 kids. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Next up. Hi, Abby.
Hi, guys.
Abby's 37. Toledo, married, no kids. Ashley, what are you, like, 35?
35. 2 kids. Married, 2 kids.
All right. Ooh, I got to pull my questions over here today. All right. First question for you, Chelsea. How do you let your person know that you're ready to be intimate?
I guess wear as little clothing as possible.
Okay. How long have you been married?
Almost 7 years.
Okay. I know that some people are probably at the point they're like, hey, do you want to do this? Yeah, we've got like 10 minutes before bed. Let's go. So, but okay.
Yeah.
Abby, what about you? How do you let him or her?
Him. It's a him. I just, like, you know, don't resist.
Best answer. I just go through the motions.
I just let it happen. Eric is actually speechless. Like, hands, like, face in hands.
He wasn't ready for that,
hysterical.
Abby.
That was funny.
It sounded so rapey. I don't resist.
I just see Abby's like, well, if we must, hurry up, Michelle's on.
I need to get back to Big Little Lies. Yeah, right.
I don't resist. Dear God. Ashley.
I probably like...
You tell him, don't you?
I would tell him, but I don't always do that, because, you know. But I'll, like, put, like, the hand on the back and, like, tickle, and he's like, I'm sleeping, and I'm like, I know.
So, he doesn't resist. Yeah. Works both ways!
If that's my way of, like, doing it.
Chelsea, what's the worst punishment you ever doled out to any of your kids?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm not that harsh of a punisher, I guess. But probably taking away, probably TV or, I'm not that harsh, honestly. I could probably be harsher.
So no TV for how long?
About 2 weeks is the longest I've gone.
That's a pretty long time.
That's yeah.
It is a long time, but you know what? They have too much screen time these days.
Yeah. Well, if no TV doesn't include no like screens.
Oh no! No tablets. Yeah. No phones. No, none of that. No. Right. Because there's YouTube and Netflix on tablets and phones too. So
you're shipping those kids back to the 90s when we grew up.
That's right. Tell them how we were raised.
Get out! You go outside and play right now. Right now.
They hate me. They hate me because I make them go outside.
You get on your bike and you stay out until I call your name. Hey, bye. Get your ass in this house right now.
Every child fears a fashion buck sandal. I don't care who you are.
How did your mom call you in the house when you stayed out too late?
My mom? Oh, yeah.
Abby, what's the worst punishment you've ever gotten?
Worst punishment I've ever gotten.
Like as a kid. Or maybe from your husband.
You jumped questions.
I couldn't drive. They'd take the keys away from me, like when I was 16.
Okay. I didn't jump questions. She doesn't have any kids.
Oh, gotcha.
Worst punishment, yeah. Ashley, for Parker or Tucker?
I put soap in Tucker's mouth one time because he said a bad word. And then he just kept saying it. And then the worst part about it is that he was on the top bunk and he spit. And he spit so strong as I was like, you do not say. It went into my mouth. Mm. So it's like a double punishment.
Are you... So grandmothers actually did that? They put soap in your mouth?
So I got soap in my mouth once, and I probably will never do it again to him. But I got soap in my mouth once, but it was for lying. I remember it.
What kind of soap?
Mine was barred soap. I don't have bar soap. had to take, it was like Bath and Body Works, champagne toast,
foam.
I like put it on my hand and I swiped it down his little tongue.
Don't think
it was awful.
Ooh, because I live alone. But what's the shower thing called? The weird thing?
A loofah.
A loofah.
Did you use a loofah to put it in there?
No.
Like to kind of gag him?
No.
You don't do it to hurt your child. You do it so he doesn't say words like that again.
I'm like, bad words. No.
Won't say it if he's dead.
Too far.
Chelsea, what would be your last meal?
That's a really good one. Mint chocolate chip ice cream. Probably a Whopper with no onions.
Mm.
And
they'd kill you before that. Don't be asking for no onions.
It's my last meal. I gotta.
She going out with diabetes.
You really want to try the fast food workers after what we
absolutely.
Saw?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's worth the risk.
It's her last meal, Eric.
Shush.
Mint chocolate chip, Burger King, Whopper, no onions, and what else?
We'll do. I want a frosted key lime from Chick-fil-A, and that'll be it.
Okay.
A frosted key lime.
She is on her deathbed. She's gonna poop all over that room.
You've never had a frosted key lime, girl. You better go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what this is.
I've heard people talk about it before.
A frosted key lime?
Yeah, they make a frosted lemonade, like, year-round, but for the summer, they did a frosted key lime, and if you like key lime pie, you better go get this drink.
Do they have it right now?
Yes.
I'm going to get one.
Abby, is it on your Weight Watchers?
Probably not.
Abby, what would be your last meal?
My favorite meal is from Blue Water Grill, and they don't have it anymore, but it was called a bouillabaisse.
Okay.
And it was like this rice and broth, and then it was like lobster, scallops, clams, mussels, shrimp. It's like all boiled together and yumminess. Yeah.
You eat well on my tax money. Mm. Ashley, last meal. What?
Yeah. Lobster.
Mine would probably be pizza, scallops.
From?
Pizza, I don't know. I'm not picky. Probably Pizza Cat, to be honest.
Okay.
Pizza Cat, pizza, scallops from Nagoya, and a McDonald's Diet Coke. They're the best Diet Coke ever.
Okay. Floyd, do we have something for Abby? She was great.
Yeah, Abby, I'll give you something.
Yeah.
She's just her No. You don't have to resist this. I'm going to give it to you anyway. Okay. You're good.
Chelsea, nobody go anywhere. Thank you. You guys were awesome.
They were awesome.
I don't resist.
They should call every time I'm on. And the other one. Who's the other one I like? The lady that calls that's super funny. And I'm like, I feel like I could get you in trouble.
Oh, you know it's going to happen when you leave. It's going to hit me. I'll text it to you.
So when you were a kid, how did your mom get you in the house?
So my mom and my sister can vouch for this. She has like this searing shriek. And we used to live over by Woodward when we first moved here in the summer. And I'd be like playing in the street. And then I'm going to do it far away. And like down the street, you would hear. Sounds like, Floyd!
Like a tornado siren?
No, like one more time. I have to move away because I don't want the levels to go. She'd go, and it's from the nose. She'd go, Floyd! And like it ripples at the end. And I remember I'd be playing, and my friends would be like, is that something? I don't know what that is. I should probably go home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, your face is... Oh, we should call my mom so she can do it, because she still does it to this day.
That's so
she
funny.
Shrieks my... I'll call her off air, but, like, she would do it, and my sister knew that when she said it with that... My sister would look at me, she's like, you about to get a whooping. like, my sister was that little sister, like, you about to get a butt whooping.
Is it Lucas from Stranger Things, the black kid? That's what I envision you riding on your 1989 bike racing
my Huffy.
Yeah.
826. I know you like it, so we'll do a 5-second roll.
Yay!
In less than 15 minutes with Ashley and Floyd next. 8:39. Tell us on the air. Want to share with the group?
Yeah. So I was driving down the street yesterday.
Hold on. Q105.
Oh, there we go.
Q105.
Little Floyd.
I was driving down the street yesterday, going to get my children from their respectable babysitting providers for the day, as of yesterday, my mom's house. And I was coming down Broadway, and there was a man sitting, resting his bum, wiping his brow. However, I noticed that his choice of chair was a car seat. Like, he was at the bus stop.
That's what you say only in Toledo. That's
on
only
like, you know, like the ones that you carry on your arm that like have infants in them.
Yeah.
He like had the thing up and he just had his little butt propped right on the seat or on the actual like bar where you hold it on your arm. And I looked and I was like, oh my gosh. And there was a baby in there.
What?
So it wasn't like, I'm like, what if that collapsed? I was actually stunned.
That was kind of clever.
The light was green. If the light would have been red, I would be like, yo, get off your kid.
Whoa.
I would have took a picture. I ain't gonna lie.
The light was green. Oh, I should have.
Where was this at?
Broadway and South?
Say no more.
Did you ever go, of course.
I'm crying right now.
He was shielding that infant from the sun.
No, it had the sun visor was up. It was his stink butt.
On top of a baby.
Yes.
Was there anywhere else to sit?
I mean, he could have just walked into like the little thing where, you know, you wait for the bus, that little bus house. I don't know what you call that. What do you call that?
The bus stop. The bus stop alcove.
Bus house. Whatever.
A bus stop.
Bus stop. bench?
Not a babe. Oh, that baby.
So at the corner of Summit and Lafayette.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right across from the meth apartment complex.
Yes.
What?
So weird. It's
in between Oliver Street and where Owens. Yeah, there's like this random like apartment complex. They look like it looks like a motel.
Yeah.
It's like filled with meth. It's like daily meth labs.
When
I would walk the dogs down, and we'll get to the 5 second rule in just a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds here. When I would walk the dogs, there is one of those bus alcoves right there, and sometimes nobody would say anything, and sometimes I'd have some interesting encounters, and I was glad I had the dogs there with me.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Because people say people say the craziest things when they wake up from a nap on that bus bench.
Do you ever drive that? When they wake up from a nap.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Downtown Toledo is far more frightening during the daylight than evening. I hate when people are like, where do you hang out? So I hang out downtown, like, oh, downtown at night. I said, you should see downtown at noon. Yeah. Okay? Because it ain't got nothing on midnight, okay?
So before they took the skywalk down for Imagination Station.
Which looks so weird. It does look so weird, but I love it.
I do. I'm excited for it. But I was walking over there and I was going through like Imagination Station because I walked to like Lizzie's to grab lunch or something. And as I was opening the door, I saw like what looked like a blanket. There was a person under it, but it scared. It was sad, but it scared the like daylights out of me
because
I was like,
yeah.
And I was like, ah! Like,
yeah.
I wasn't prepared. I just thought it was like. Yeah.
And we're not making fun, but it's
no,
just
no, not one of those
situations. I get what you're saying. Like
we are
at noon.
No. Not her situation, but like because there was.
What are we not making fun of?
There was a legit homeless man, but she just thought it was a blanket, and then it moved.
I don't care if you're homeless or not. If you get woken up, if you get startled, you're going to say something dumb, whether you're homeless or homed.
But I'm saying like it.
She wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't expecting it. I didn't see a person. So like a body laying on a bench. You're like, hey, there's a person.
Yeah.
This was what looked like a garbage bag and some old blankets, and someone just literally like popped their head out of the blanket.
Kind of like sometimes you drive down Nebraska and you see a piece of weave there, and you're like, "How the hell did this get here?" Like I'm like,
or one shoe, or shoes
hanging from a power line.
Well, that means something.
Does it really?
Yeah.
It could mean there's
like two different things.
Urban legends that's where drugs can be. Done
or
sold or bought.
In like the 90s, I was told that's where like someone probably was shot.
Oh, well, I'm just saying
they like throw their shoes up there.
They were all over my neighborhood as a kid, and I was
that's
like,
crazy.
That's a nice pair of shoes. Why are they up there?
Yeah,
why did someone throw those good Jordans up on that pole and wire?
Because they were making more money selling the drugs.
Agreed.
All right, we'll have to get to five second rule before we wrap up here before 9 o'clock.
Q105 traffic.
It's 8:56 here on Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric and Floyd, and Ashley's here with us. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. You can get the podcast of the show in less than an hour. We'll have it posted, song-free, commercial-free. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Before we allow Ashley to depart with a five-second rule game, a couple of...
I'm just Snapchatting. The people need to know what we do.
The people.
We sit here and we talk. A couple of last-minute entertainment stories. It's no one should ever be asked about their weight, right? Especially a woman.
Okay.
Beyonce's talking about hers as she was getting ready for Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
She got on that 22 days nutrition thing. So she did a video.
22 days of nutrition. Isn't that called eating? Like, I don't know.
Good morning. It's 5 a.m. and this is day one of rehearsals for Coachella. Every woman's nightmare. This is my weight. 175. Long way to go. She teamed up with Marco Borges, who's an exercise physiologist and New York Times bestselling author. He created the 22 Days Nutrition, and obviously, she met her goal. She's made a video of all this. Next up, you talked a couple of minutes ago about like when rich people break something, they just buy another.
Buy another one.
So J-Lo's birthday party, Alex Rodriguez, who might have more money than she does. I'm curious to see. He bought her $140,000, which seems kind of cheap considering all the money they have. $140,000 Porsche 911 GTS convertible with a big gold bow. And it was delivered to their house. And the license plate says J-Lo.
Does she drive? You live in New York.
That's crazy.
Like, that's so bizarre to me.
And lastly,
I just got mad.
Jimmy Fallon tried to get Naomi Watts to answer Game of Thrones prequel questions, and she knows the deal. She couldn't. I believe they've finished shooting whatever that series is called, and now it's going to go into the editing phase. George R.R. Martin did say some things to Entertainment Weekly. The Starks will definitely be there. Obviously, the White Walkers, or as they're called in my books, the others, and that'll be an aspect of it. And there are things like dire wolves and mammoths, and it'll take place 4,000 years prior to what we watched for so long.
What's the life expectancy of a dragon?
Until somebody kills it.
Ooh, Dragarius! Did I say it right that time?
That's what your mom is calling to get you home.
J-Lo is worth more than Alex Rodriguez currently, as of 2019. She's worth $400 million. He's worth $380. So, I mean, lose a tie.
He must have spent a lot of his money.
Did he get divorced?
Oh, he bought that car!
That's got to be what it is.
He got divorced, right?
Because he's got like two $250 million contracts.
Yep.
Hey, Paul, shut up!
Not nice. But yeah, $400 million.
Let's...
She said it!
I'm sorry, was I being loud?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I'm sorry. Bad. Please sorry. Don't. Please don't hurt me.
I'm going to go play some Christmas.
Hey, what are you doing? Do you want to play with us?
Sure.
Come on, hop in.
5 second rule.
Right, Paul's here.
Been a while.
This is called the... you remember how to work things in the studio?
Yeah, it's cool.
So we play a game called the 5 second rule.
Story of my life.
Right, your sex life.
You smell delicious.
I just had a hot fudge sundae from McDonald's.
Yeah,
there it is.
What was going on with that?
I got denied earlier. I tried to go in there earlier for us since it's a National Hot Fudge Sundae Day, and they said, "I'm sorry, the machine's not working." After we called them first.
Oh my gosh!
The one around the corner.
The one around the corner.
McGettos.
Heathen.
McGettos. I said it.
Good.
Story of their life. Pull up with two angry kids. All you need is a cone. Sorry, machine's not working.
Yep. Let's talk about, can I get a double cheeseburger? We're out of meat. Then why are you open? We that got buns.
Is that, we got is buns. That lady in there from that one over there?
No, no. That was one of our clients. Brandywine people. She goes, I'll go get it for you.
Well, because she's Brandywine.
Yeah.
We'll shut that place down. All right, so we'll play a game called the 5 second rule. I give you a thing and I need three of them in 5 seconds. Mm. You should know how long 5 seconds last.
Sure, sure. Okay. That includes cuddling. Do I need headphones for this?
It's fine. All right. We're going to go quick. I need 5 places you'd see a frog.
The lake, the pond, and Maumee Bay State Park.
He's good.
I know he says that. The lake, the pond. I was like, I would have been like, here,
I'm
there.
Nervous. Here and there.
Floyd.
I hate it.
I need 3 words that begin with X.
Xavier. X-ray. Ah. No. What? X. No.
X extension.
I have to Google some of the stuff she just
said. I know. That was one thing,
that's
by
one
the
person.
Way.
Actually, one person. I need 3 places people spend too much money.
Target, Kroger, the mall.
Are you kidding me? You getting them to that? And I had named stuff with an X?
It's back because to Paul. You sweat and it's fun.
Back to Paul. I need 3 non-food items you put in the freezer.
Oh, ice cube tray.
Bodies.
Ex-girlfriends. Yeah. No, those just deflate. And then I lost this one. Darn it. Sorry.
All right. Floyd.
You said deflate. I just got it.
Thank you.
But the bodies didn't shake you?
No.
That's Floyd, I need good places to buy flip-flops.
Old Navy, Target, Fashion Bug. Back in the day.
For the win. Look at that.
Ashley, I need 3 things that are gigantic.
Ladies' front parts.
Wait, that's such a general area.
Front parts.
Can I say the word I was going to say? I was like, I don't think I can say that. Boobs.
I mean,
yes.
it
fun
could,
bags.
Could be a tumor or something, I suppose.
No.
I'm getting a t-shirt made that.
Could be a tumor.
Lady front parts.
Let's go back to Paul here.
Oh, no.
I need 3 bad hamburger toppings.
Avocados, ooh. Jalapenos, ooh. And green onions.
That sounds like a delicious burger.
That sounds
Stop
disgusting.
It.
No. Yeah.
Thanks for playing with us.
Is that it?
Can you keep quiet in the hallway?
Yeah. As I was saying that, I looked over. Oh, darn, his light's on. My bad.
It's all right.
Is this totally where you're giving me the hook now?
Well, we're done.
Oh, you're done.
Man,
huh?
We can only talk so much here.
Be as loud as you want. We have a mower like every other week.
I know you do.
That's cool. It's cool.
That guy is like Big Ben. When, if there is ever complete like global carnage, that guy will zoom by Wednesday at the same time.
We'll be doing
nothing is going to stop Hector.
We'll be like, there's a run for a child with alopecia who's surviving cancer. I'm like, well.
Is there anything you'd like to say one more time?
Before? Exactly.
Same time every week. He's probably been doing it since whatever was here many years ago.
Well, you know why, right?
No.
Because Robin cracks the whip. She wants things done right here, now, and right.
Ooh, front desk wife?
Yes.
I love Robin.
Fair enough. Thanks. Good visit with you.
Hey, good seeing you guys.
Podcast up before 10 o'clock. Text Eric to 419-240-1055.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This.